I'm Shelby Herbert, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUAC, where I work in Fairbanks, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $85.76 per barrel to $84.63 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate dropped from $81.41 per barrel to $80.76 per barrel. It's been a busy season so far for tourism in Alaska. This summer, some remote communities welcomed their largest cruise ships in history, while others turned thousands of tourists away due to wildfires. The Alaska Travel Industry Association hasn't released numbers yet regarding how big of an economic impact visitors had last year, but it's confirmed the state broke a cruise ship passenger record. The association's president and CEO, Jillian Simpson, says most sectors of the tourism industry have recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic.
I do think in a lot of ways, in particular, the cruise sector definitely has recovered from COVID, which I think has been great. We are still seeing a lot of businesses from that time still trying to earn back to the level that they were at before. But I think people have been really optimistic, especially with the last few seasons that we've had. On the independent traveler side, though, I think the businesses that cater most to those are still in recovery, and it's unknown, really, how that'll keep going for them. So I think that there's still opportunity for growth in those sectors.
And so some Southeast communities like Juneau are considering limiting cruise ship passengers. How worried are you about these proposals?
I think Juneau has been a really great example of a community-led process when it comes to tourism. Tourism is certainly comprised of the people that are showcasing their destination, the people that are visiting, and it's a cultural exchange as well as being really good for the economy. And so Juneau has the tourism manager that you mentioned, Alex Pierce, and she has worked really closely with community stakeholders to actually try to have a community-led effort that really addresses what they want tourism to look like in Juneau. And they've actually done some really amazing agreements with the cruise lines. And this is really unheard of across the globe. Juneau is really the leader in this. And I think doing it this way, where it's conversations with all community stakeholders, and as well as the government that is able to see revenues from those visitors. And I think all of those people coming together and coming up with those landmark agreements is the way forward. It's unfortunate that there's also other initiatives that are out there to further limit this important component of our economy. And I think having those informed conversations with each other and coming together and everybody agreeing with what the path forward is really the way to do that.
So Nome welcomed their largest cruise ship in its history recently, and Kodiak has also seen an increase in cruise travel this summer. So what strategies are being implemented to increase tourism in the state beyond cruise travelers?
The independent traveler is an extremely important part of our travel makeup. Right now in the summertime, 65% of our visitors are on a cruise ship and 35% of them are traveling independently. And that is either driving up the highway or taking the ferry, or the vast majority of them are obviously flying in and out of the state. And then in the wintertime, they're all independent travelers because cruising doesn't really happen in the wintertime. And so I think that there are a lot of communities now that are mindfully looking at ways to grow tourism, either by building new ports or developing new tour product.
So I could see how other Southeast communities might view the proposed cap as an opportunity to increase tourism in their respective communities. Have you seen any communities trying to increase cruise traffic?
Yeah, there's been some real interesting developments happening with Huna Totem Corporation. So they started Icy Strait Point. Actually, this is their 20th anniversary. And they have been really mindful about what the development is going to be and how many ships and how many passengers and how it was going to interact with the village of Huna. And it's been such a success story, and it has grown incrementally year over year and is an amazing positive experience. And again, kind of the same model where it's going to be a slow development. But I think it provides a huge opportunity, again, for the community to lead the way of what they want their tourism product to be and to have local tour providers providing that. And then utilizing the distribution channel of the cruise lines who are bringing those passengers up.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Jillian Simpson is the president and CEO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association. In Anchorage for the Alaska Economic Report, I'm Ava White.